they stand in the cold waiting for instructions from a Ukrainian soldier. This is one of only two places where people can cross the more than 400-kilometer front line in eastern Ukraine.
We haven't been able to freely come and see our relatives and friends for more than 7 years. Both sides make obstacles for us. I'm using my Ukrainian passport and they now say it's not enough for me to cross. I have to go online. I've been trying for 3 days.
Many of the elderly and infirm came to the Ukrainian government-controlled side to collect their pensions, which are only around $100 a month. The first separatist checkpoint is around 3 kilometres down this road. Now, before the conflict started in 2014, the journey time from the town of Donetsk to here was around 30 minutes. But now, because of the complexities of travelling across the separatist-controlled region, many people decide to come via the Russian border, and that can take more than a day. Nikolai is accompanying his wife to separatist-controlled Donetsk. He can't find a nearby hospital on the government-controlled side that can carry out the life-saving operation he says she needs.
I'm 80 years old and lived through so much. I hope my children and grandchildren can live a better life. I just hope doctors can save my wife. As they say, hope dies last. It's so difficult. It's terrible that this happens to us at our age.
The checkpoint is only open twice a week. Red Cross trucks pass carrying tons of aid for around 3 million people the UN expects to need humanitarian assistance next year. And that's on both sides of the front line. Soldiers tell us they hear shelling a few kilometres from here every night. Ceasefire monitors with the Organisation for Security and Cooperation in Europe say both sides regularly break the ceasefire agreement signed in 2015. Mikhail has just arrived from separatist-controlled Donetsk.
All my friends who wanted to leave and most of my family have left. Some to Ukraine or Russia, some to Europe. Many still there miss what life was like before 2014.
They wait for a seat on the bus to take them across what's called no man's land. Fields they never imagined they'd be afraid of before this conflict started more than 7.5 years ago. Charles Strafford, Al Jazeera, Novotrotsky, Eastern Ukraine.